This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Innovation is a fun, buzzy word to say, but it's pretty hard to actually do, right? That's especially true when the company you're trying to innovate at is big and old. That, however, is exactly what Beth Comstock has to do at GE General Electric. She was named Vice Chair for Innovation this past summer and has just released GE's 2016 Global Innovation Barometer. Beth, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kai.
Without getting into, you know, proprietary details of what you and the corner office there at GE talk about, how do you use it? Because GE is, as everybody knows, a big, giant, not always, you know, agile company, right? So what do you guys do with this data?
Well, we look at it and we say, what lessons can we learn? You know, what's happening in what parts of the world? How might that impact how we think about it? Let's take, for example, several years ago, we were seeing a growing trend of Saudi Arabia being more open for innovation. And we were starting to see more of that in the country as well. We were doing more in health and energy. And I think just that finding alone allows you the confidence to say, hey, there's an open environment here. It allows us to go back to our partners and say, you know, a lot of folks in the market in this country are feeling the same way, that innovation is going to solve some of the problems. So let's dig in here.
You got this job as vice chair of business innovation, what, about a couple of three, 4 months ago? August, right?
Yeah, it was August, right.
So what do you do every day at a company like GE, which has 300,000 people, and you are in charge of innovation?
Well, the first thing you have to do is just constantly be asking yourself, you know, you have to be a bit paranoid. So you're just constantly asking yourself and the teams that I get to work with, what's next? Where do we need to be? You know, just constantly surveying the marketplace. You have to go to where change is happening. And then the third thing you have to do is create the mechanisms to try some things out. And so we, in our lighting business, which is GE's oldest business, I mean, you think of Thomas Edison,
sure,
the light bulb, that's,
yeah,
how GE got its start. One of the great things our lighting team did is they incubated an LED business. And thank goodness they did, because now we're able to quickly scale up and launch a new business, the first of its kind out of a 100-year-old business.
So before we chatted, I went to GE's corporate biography site, obviously, to look you up and you know, inform myself. And right there on the landing page is a big picture of Jeff Immelt, the CEO of GE. But there's this quote that I want to read to you and get your take on it. This is Jeff Immelt, your boss. He says, "We are transforming GE into the world's premier digital industrial company." What does that mean? Because this is a time for change of GE. You guys have been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, if you've been following GE, if anyone follows GE regularly, you would say that 2015 was probably one of the biggest years of change the company's seen, certainly in a decade. And it's all about focusing more on our industrial roots. But the big change for us was also embracing digital in the way we have. And when we talk about digital industrial, for us, it's the industrial internet. How do you connect all of the great technology we make to the internet? Why do you want to do that? Because when you start getting data, you can analyze it, you can start to understand how machines work better, and over time, not only make them work better, but make the businesses that use them better. That's exciting.
Since you brought up the location thing, the news out of GE the last, 10 days, 2 weeks, is that company headquarters is moving to Boston, not Silicon Valley, but Silicon Alley, a hotbed, really, of innovation, and that's what Immelt said in his announcement. With that in mind, what does GE look like in Boston, say, 10 years from now? What is this company going to look like?
Well, I think you're seeing GE over the past decade be a much more distributed company with nodes around the globe. So I think in Boston, you'll see nodes of software, nodes of new kinds of businesses. When we announced it, we talked about creating and expanding efforts like life sciences, which is a hot area in Boston, robotics. We've actually partnered with a number of robotics companies doing a lot in our labs. We see Boston as a good space for that. So I think you'll see kind of a core leadership team, but a lot of new models being incubated and tested out in the Boston market.
Beth Comstock is a vice chair at General Electric. We were talking about the company's new Global Innovation Barometer. Thanks very much, Beth.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks for the time.